We're talking with Doug Danger, a entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Leonardo DiCaprio was giving or was going to conduct an interview, Doug, with President Clinton about Earth Day.
That is correct, yeah.
ABC may not air it. My information is they may not air it because it's extremely bad. It's not very well done. He's not very good. And your opinion is they're homophobes.
I saw it. I thought it was very strong. I thought it was very good. I saw parts, drips, and drabs, and I didn't see the whole thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, you can't tell me, Phil, that a young guy that sells millions of dollars worth of film tickets can't pull a number. Don't tell me something so bad by Leonardo DiCaprio that you don't want to put that on the air. Everybody wants to see this young man. Everybody wants to see Leonardo DiCaprio. So don't tell me that this guy's work is so bad. ABC is a homophobic network that threw Ellen off. They threw off, what's her name, that fat, what's her name?
Roseanne.
Roseanne for Liplock and Sandra Bernhardt, and they think they're going to buy off the gay community just because they hired Barbara Walters. Forget it, okay?
Now we got Barbara Walters. What is she, an aging dyke?
In my opinion.
Oh, I see. So now they're buying off the gay community by hiring Barbara Walters, Peter Jennings, and who was it?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Here's Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a short comment about the gay journalist. And I just
my name's Doug Danger, ma'am.
Hi, Doug Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I think that you are very insecure with your own sexuality. And one who looks for a scapegoat, as you did, needs to reevaluate himself.
No, ma'am, I'm not insecure. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I tell everybody I'm a gay man
if
and a gay journalist.
If you look for scapegoats as ABC, looking for everybody to be homophobic, you have a problem with yourself.
Why don't they put Leonardo DiCaprio on the air?
I don't know.
I have an answer and you don't.
That's not necessarily true.
I have an answer and you don't.
I have an answer.
Okay, what's the answer? Why won't they put Leonardo DiCaprio on?
I do not know the
logistics. Then you don't have an answer.
I do not know the logistics of the interview. I don't know the logistics of his sexuality. But, however,
for you to make
an assumption of his sexuality, you have a problem, sir.
He holds the gaze of other men.
That's all I have to say. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you very much,
Thank
ma'am,
you.
For your call. Bernie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I have two things to say. Number one is his theory does not hold water.
My theory doesn't hold water.
Yes, because how would ABC know and be homophobic? How would they know that this is a gay man unless they had somebody on staff that was gay?
They might just as well have had somebody on staff who pointed it out to them. Look at this guy is roaring.
If they're homophobic, they would never hire anybody on staff that's gay.
They're homophobic. You can't pick everybody out, but you can find out if your performers are gay. And you can't find out. Those people on camera represent your network. And they are the front line, okay?
You disagree with me?
Well, I'll tell you what,
you
are just another woman who doesn't want to believe that her little precious Leonardo DiCaprio
is
walking
around. You know what? I have never seen a movie. I have never seen a movie that he has been in.
The fact
of the matter is, I have read interviews that he has done.
Trust me.
And my second point.
Trust me, this guy is wearing matching belts and socks. Friend of Dorothy. Okay. Why wouldn't they put that interview on the air then?
My opinion after reading several interviews that he has done in like Time Magazine is the one I read, is that he is an unintelligent person. And his theories about the Earth are not true, and it's because
Guy's a draw. The guy's going to pull a 50 share if you put him on TV. Nobody cares whether you're intelligent or not. Do you honestly think ABC especially puts anything on the air having anything to do with intelligence? They care about advertisers and money.
If you disagree with me, then
you disagree that Leonardo DiCaprio is a draw. You disagree that he's going to get himself tickets.
Did you ever hear of Titanic?
You hear of Titanic? I think it only made $1 billion.
But, listen, number one, your theory doesn't hold water. And number two, I think that you're a sad representation for the gay community.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Somebody who disagrees with you is homophobic. Why can't you agree to disagree rather than calling everybody who disagrees with you homophobic?
I didn't call everybody homophobic. I didn't call you homophobic. But Phil Hendry, who, you know, I like Phil. He's a nice guy. You hate queers, don't you?
No, I do not.
No,
and how dare you say that to me? How dare you? Know I've known you for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm always making queer
jokes. And would you be on his show?
You
would
made
you
a
be
joke.
On his show
you were laughing about
you.
You were laughing about that Johnny Carson crack about Don Rickles being queer, weren't you?
I thought it was funny the way he said it, man. I didn't think that there was anything. Oh, come on, Doug. You're an idiot. Don't say that.
All I'm saying is...
I would agree with idiot thing.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Who's that, me?
Yes. None of your theories hold water.
Excuse me.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Thanks for that belch, too, Doug. I really, really appreciate your class. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm trying to cue a song we're going to go out with. You want to cue that up, Mike? Thanks. Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. We got a song you might like coming up, Doug.
Really? What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. Well, you can probably hear it. Can you hear that in cue? We go to Palm Beach Gardens on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
This is the first time I've heard your show, and just by accident I turned on the radio, and I've been listening to this gentleman for the last 10 minutes. Doug, what's his last name?
My name is Doug Danger, sir.
Oh, Doug, when was the last time I saw your byline in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the
When's
Wall Street
Journal?
When's
the last time Journal? I saw
yours? Or the Weekly World News.
When's the last time I saw yours?
All I can say to you, Doug, is you're a heterophobe. Because everybody
no,
gets
I'm
on
not.
The phone with you.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
You are. Because everybody you get on the phone with, you accuse them of being a homophobe.
Because
and all you are is a heterophobe.
No, I don't hate heterosexual people.
Absolutely.
You don't see me firing anybody. I don't fire anybody who's a heterosexual, but ABC fires all these gay people.
You know what?
They won't let no gay guy get on like that Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not saying he's gay, but come on.
You know what? Come on. Who wants to see another interview with President Peckerwood?
President Peckerwood. Maybe I don't want to see President Peckerwood. But maybe the girls want to see Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, buddy, there's a reason why Titanic made $1 billion. I mean, that's
because
probably why you're down in Palm Beach.
And it wasn't because of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, really? What was it? Why?
It was because of all the hype and all of the special effects that went into it.
Oh, bullcrap, man. You don't give a guy that kind of money unless you think he's going to be a draw. That's why you're down in Palm Beach Gardens
whether or whatever you're doing down there. Whether he was a draw or not, I just think you're a heterophobe. And you just fear anytime someone who's heterosexual disagrees with the homosexual in the lesbian population.
You must be dreaming, man. I never said anything like that.
They immediately are attacked as being homophobic.
No.
We all have opinions. So we have an opinion.
Are you a homophobe?
No, I'm not.
Are you a homophobe? Well, then how come you're putting me down?
Actually, one of my salespeople is homosexual. You know what? He produces, and that's great.
He produces what?
Every time
What's he producing for you?
Money. Okay?
So you don't have money.
The whole thing is, every time someone disagrees with you, you call them homophobic.
We all have opinions.
See, I can't, as a heterosexual, I cannot have an opinion.
I respect your opinion, but I don't like the fact that you're a homophobe. I don't like the fact you're a homophobe, but I respect...
This guy isn't a homophobe.
Yes, he is. You are, aren't you? You hate queers. Why?
No.
Because
you know
I came out and I said that Leonardo DiCaprio... What?
If I met you, I probably would not like you.
Then you're a homophobe.
Doug, I don't like you. You know why?
Why?
Because you're gay.
Oh,
No, I just hate one particular fag, you. All the rest are fine. However, I've got some nice gay music coming up for you.
Led Zeppelin?
Before you cut me off, I want to say something about...
Oh, God, I love this.
There you go.
You're not homophobic, Phil, by playing this music.